Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on a couple of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM in beautiful Bonner's Ferry and 97.1 FM anywhere you are in our listening area, especially along the Highway 95 core between Sandpoint, or actually between Sagal and the Canadian border. So try that out if you're not getting one of our stations very well. 97.1 FM. We will soon be back on 1400 AM in Sandpoint as soon as we get some technical difficulties worked out. And anytime, anywhere you are at NorthIdahoRadio.com. In fact, you can tune in to that or the Rock 103 app on your phone anywhere you are and listen to Bulldog Football tomorrow night with myself, Bob Witte, and Jay Vandenberg, reunited once again in the broadcast booth after a couple of years off. And we are finally home after a couple of hellacious road trips, taking on Homedale tomorrow night, Homedale out of southern Idaho. And we went down there last year, as you may recall. So we have a little revenge in our minds. So 6:40 for the pregame tomorrow and 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Bonner's Ferry travels to Connell, Washington. It's as far as I can remember, it's off of 395, which connects Tri-Cities to the outer Spokane area. So everybody's done that drive at some point in their lives. So it's somewhere along that corridor. And we are not going to be able to broadcast the game live, but we will have live updates with our own Pat Murphy as they come in, which will be like every big play, every score, and all of that. So, yeah, tune in to 1450 for all the latest on the Badgers tomorrow night starting at 7. It's North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good one for you today. First up, we'll meet Allison Hensley. She's helping out putting on the Bonner's Ferry truck and tractor pull this Saturday at the Boundary County Fairgrounds. Sounds like a blast, and we'll learn all about that. And in our second segment today, we'll be chatting with Mickey Quinn. She has a business called Level Up, where she provides business-minded people to meet and connect with others, kind of like a networking group. Mickey will be here to tell us all about that and how you, too, can get involved. And in our final segment, we'll once again be chatting with Lucas from SMS Auto and Marine. They have their annual First Responders Fundraiser this Saturday as well, and we'll learn all about that and how you can participate. It sounds like a lot of fun, and it looks like they'll have some decent weather this year. What else is going on in and around coming up? Make plans to celebrate Oktoberfest in downtown Priest River on Saturday, October 1st, a couple weeks away. There'll be plenty of live music, a selection of great beers, including McDuff's from right here in Sandpoint, and food vendors, of course. I hope to see you at Oktoberfest Saturday, October 1st in historic Priest River. There is a magic show coming to the Pearl Theater in Bonner's Ferry, The Astonishing Illusions from magician Dave Spencer, hosted by comedian Brian Razor. Excuse me. This show, it's on Saturday, September 24th, two shows, a kids show at 2:30 and the evening show at 7 o'clock at the Pearl. For tickets and more info, go to thepearltheater.org. What else is going on? There's Mariah Wynn is at the Panada Theater on tomorrow, September 16th. It's a POAC concert. You can learn more at POAC's website. Bonner County Historical Society's 50th birthday party is tomorrow as well. Annual meeting begins at 3:30. The party is from 4 to 6. It's free and right down the street from our stations here in Lakeview Park at the museum. So check that out tomorrow. Friday, there's a film festival at the Panada. Go to panada.org for info on that. Let's see. Tonight, there's a McFarland USA. It's a movie with Kevin Costner presented by the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. That's at the Panada Theater. And starring, like I said, Kevin Costner, Mario Bello, Romero Rodriguez. Go to panada.org. Let's see, what else we got going on here? Karaoke at the Turvan tomorrow, Friday. Always fun. Farmers Market, of course, the season winding down, but still going strong at Farm and Park on Saturday in Sandpoint from 9 until 1. So you're going to check that out while you can. There's a folk arts fair on Saturday supporting Save the Sled Hill. That's happening at Pine Street Woods on Saturday. Let's see, what else? There's an Oktoberfest Saturday at the Hope Community Center from 5 until, get this, from 5 until 8:15. I've never in my life seen an event go from 5 until 8:15. Anyway, at Hope Community Center, go to hopecommunitycenter.com for more on that. There's a dance Saturday from 7 to 10 at the Pondere Event Center. Doors open at 6:45. There's beginner lessons and so on and so forth. And I think that's quite enough. That's a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, we have got a good show for you today. We'll be talking about the tractor pull that's coming to Bonner's Ferry this weekend. Mickey Quinn will be with us, talk about her group. And in our final segment, Lucas from SMS Auto Marine telling us about their annual fundraiser also on Saturday. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Hi, this is Lauren.
Andy.
With Knutson Chevrolet.
It's time for Knutson's Back to School Savings event, going on now with over 150 Chevys in stock.
Save on a new 2023 Chevy Suburban LT 4x4 for only $66,994, plus taxes and fees, only one at this price.
And we have a 2022 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab Custom 4x4 for only $44,522, plus tax and fees after rebate.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene and just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Gather your friends and plan to celebrate Oktoberfest in downtown Priest River on Saturday, October 1st from 3 to 7 p.m. There'll be plenty of live music, beer, and food vendors. Try your hand at Hammerschlagen, Cornhole, or the Bierstein Holding Competition. Beer will be featured from Timbertown Beer Company, McDuff's, Popeye's Lounge, Matchwood, and 74 Main Public House, all in historic downtown Priest River. See you at Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 1st.
If you're planning your next home do-it-yourself project, look no further than the Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. We have just what you need. Don Thomas here for Carpet One, and I'm here to tell you that no matter how big or small, whatever the product and whatever the budget, you'll find an amazing selection of in-stock and ready-to-take-home products like carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and waterproof flooring starting at just 89 cents per square foot. We've got area rugs big and small starting at $39. Kitchen and bathroom tile for only 79 cents a square foot, engineered hardwood at a blowout price of just $1.88 a square foot, and don't forget about our beds in a box starting at just $2.19. Here at the Carpet One Flooring Outlet, we buy big so you can save big. Using our buying power of more than 1,000 stores, we can offer the best prices on products from big names like Mohawk, Shaw, and Dal Tile. So make it a point to drop by our showroom located between Safeway and Sandpoint Superdrug, where you'll find beautiful flooring for less.
It's time to elevate your finances. Introducing Ascend Checking, the simple, free checking account from P1FCU. It gives you the flexibility to earn dividends, plus get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. Level up your finances with Ascend Checking. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined by Allison Hensley. And she is the co-organizer of the third Bonner's Ferry Truck and Tractor Pull, which is this Saturday. And Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you got to get right up close to that. And so tell us about the Truck and Tractor Pull. What's it all about, and why do you guys do this?
So it actually started several years ago. I was on the Bonner's Ferry Chamber, and we were looking for more events to add to our community calendar. And I happened to be friends with Delton Amath, who is involved with the pull circuit around the Pacific Northwest, and asked what it would take to get a tractor pull back in Bonner's Ferry. They had done one in, I think, 1990.
But yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah,
it was a long time ago, and they hadn't done one since. And finally he said, well, you know, basically I just need someone to help me hang posters. And I was doing marketing at the time, so seemed like a natural fit. Turned out it was way more involved than just hanging posters. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And so, yeah, we're excited to be bringing another one back to our community this year.
So you have the Cascade Pullers and the Pacific Northwest Pullers pulling into Bonner's Ferry this Saturday, the 17th, from 6 to 9.
Yes.
And so what, first of all, who are these two groups? Who are pullers?
So we call them professional pullers. They travel on a circuit around the Pacific Northwest, and they pull at different events. So what our weekend is a double hitch weekend. They pull at the Spokane Interstate Fair on Friday night, which is a big event. And then they love coming to Bonner's Ferry because it's pretty much the last pull of the season, and they can kind of wrap up their points at our event. So it just gives them another opportunity to put on a show. They have all their modified rigs that come. I mean, some of these rigs are crazy with, you know, four or five engines in them. And
you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. I've got pictures to prove it. It's crazy. These guys put on such a good show. The other part that's really fun is we invite locals, guys to come down and participate. Oh. So we have some young boys that will come. I think my favorite story there is the first year one of the boys was lined up to go, and I went over to talk to him and I asked if he was nervous, and he said a little bit. And I said, have you ever done this before? And he said, no, but I just watched 20 minutes worth of YouTube videos on how to pull. And he did a great job. It was awesome.
So in that example, somebody who just showed up, paid the small entry fee and got to pull, are they just driving their truck that they take their to trucks, Bonner's Ferry High School?
Yep.
And then what do they pull?
So it's a plow. It's called a plow, and it's a kind of a sled that looking thing that they hook up to. And it has weights that start on the back, and it's on a pulley system. So the weights are all on the back. And then as the pull proceeds, the weights move to the front. And their goal, the plow's goal, is to try and stop the trucks that are pulling, or tractors that are pulling them. So I think it goes up to like 30,000 pounds, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty heavy, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So do you encourage people like that kid who's never done this to show up and register?
If they're brave enough and want to try it.
Risk their truck?
With their truck or tractor. We have a local farmer that oftentimes that'll bring his tractor down. He can't do it this year, but... And then last year, I think we had four semi-trucks take a turn at that, and that was instantly a crowd favorite. They loved seeing the semis come in and take their turn on the track.
And I saw some pictures from a previous year where it was very wet and muddy, and it won't be this year.
That was last year, yes. We had already decided if it rained that hard, we were never doing it again, but it looks like we've got a good weekend. So
That's so typical North Idaho. It's like, we're never doing that again. The next year comes around, it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it looked more mud boggish. We were actually...
It really does.
We were lucky. Boise Cascada donated a 300-foot roll of 30-foot wide plastic for us, and so we had laid that on the track. So the track was actually covered right up until we started pulling, and the puller said it was the best track they pulled on all season. So
that's great. Yeah. So you pulled it off.
Yeah, we did,
so to speak. So registration from 2 to 5 at the west end of the arena at the Boundary County Fairgrounds Saturday. The cost to register is just $25, and then you charge admission for a crowd.
Yes, so 7 and up to adult is $15. Children 6 and under are free.
And there's food, drink, and vendors, and is there beer?
We do have a beer garden.
There
yes.
you go. That's important.
And Muggsy's, we're going to give a shout out to Muggsy's Bar and Grill. They will be doing the beer gardens again this year, and they always have a great selection of products. So We're excited about that.
That's great. Well. And in my notes, it says it's hosted by Omet Inc. and Cascade LLC. What do they do with this show?
So Delton is part of Omet Inc., and that's his company. So he's our local sponsor.
Okay.
And then Cascade Polars is the kind of the lead sponsor that we work with to get all the polars here. And so, polars from other areas can come down too. We had a man come down from Canada last year and join us. And I think we had one or two from Montana come and join us.
So it's kind of like my buddy Wade Brown, who puts on the demolition derbies in the Inland Northwest. Well, he's actually over in, he's from Bonner's Ferry, he's lived in Sandpoint for a long time, now lives on the coast. But he brings his demo derbies to various fairs and such. So that's kind of what these polar guys do. They kind of hit a circuit.
Yep, and they're a pretty strong knit group. They're almost like family to each other. And, well, some of them are family. But
I would imagine. Know,
relatives, it seems like. Like we have one family where the dad, Steve, is the organizer for Cascade Polars, and his daughters drive, and his son-in-law runs the sled, and his granddaughters drive the mini modified. So that's a lot of fun because then the kids get involved too.
Yeah. So is this good family entertainment?
Yep. It's loud. If you bring small children, we advise you bring earplugs or earmuffs for the babies. But yeah, we've from grandparents to babies, they all come and they all love it. The first year I did it, I had never actually witnessed one.
Yeah.
And it was about 15 minutes into it, I said, oh yeah, this is a great entertainment for our community.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It's the Bonner's Ferry Truck and Tractor Pull. It's this Saturday from 6 to 9. If you're interested, how do you find out more? Like maybe you're hearing this today and thinking, well, I think my son might want to put his truck into that. How do you get more if he's got questions and such?
We do have a Facebook page, and okay. People are welcome to send us messages, or they can contact me. My number's on the page.
Got it.
And Blaine Amith is one of the other organizers, and his number's also on the page.
Yeah, so they don't want to miss that. Admission, general admission is just $15. Kids under six and under are free. There's food, there's drinks, there's beer, there's trucks, and it's going to be a pretty nice night weather-wise. Maybe a little chilly, but not bad. It's going to be dry. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
So to learn more about the Bonner's Ferry Truck and Tractor Pull, go to their Facebook page, and you can find out Allison Hensley's information there and give her a call. And get it figured out. Can you get tickets in advance, or you just get them at the door?
No, we just sell them at the gate.
Yeah.
Gates will open at 5 o'clock.
A lot easier that way.
Yep. Less to track for us.
Allison, it's great to meet you. Great to have you here, and we'll do it again next year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, switch gears a little bit. Mickey Quinn is here with us with the group Level Up, and they have she has a networking luncheon every month and other events, and we'll learn all about that right after this.
Deck the halls with Leanne Rimes and Northern Quest this winter. Join the country pop superstar as she fills the pavilion with joy during a special holiday performance. Performing live in the Ponderay Pavilion on Sunday, December 18th. Get your tickets today at northernquest.com.
To promote the $100,000 Endless Summer Hot Seats giveaway at Northern Quest, our creative team wanted to write an endless radio commercial. Turns out that costs way more than the $100,000 we're already giving away. Touche, finance department. So just get to Northern Quest every Sunday in September from 2 to 6 p.m. and play for a chance to win your share of $100,000 every 15 minutes. Details at northernquest.com.
Cabin fever got you down? Hitch up the team and head on over to Mountain Traders, a one-of-a-kind consignment trading post featuring quality used furniture, antiques, taxidermy, metal and wood art, jewelry, and more. From pistol socks to fool's gold, there's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, and they've added pulled pork to their menu. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, located on Highway 95 in Elmira, halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Mountain Traders.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important
and
message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back, our second segment for today, joined by Mickey Quinn with the group Level Up. And Mickey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you.
It's great to see you again. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Can't believe it's been... How long have you been doing this group?
We celebrated our first anniversary this month, September.
So is this solely what you do now?
No, actually, I do coaching, consulting, and training for businesses and individuals. And I saw a need to provide a forum for business people to get together and meet other business people in our community.
Yeah. So Level Up is a group for business-minded people, of course, here in the greater Sandpoint area. And what can people, like, what do you teach them? What do you guys network about?
Well, we have a pretty structured format, which takes away a lot of the fear of meeting new people. So we start out, we have a buffet lunch, we have a featured speaker.
Now this is in the Columbia Bank building?
Yes, yes.
So this is lunch provided by Tango?
Tango, yes.
You can't go wrong there.
No, it's delicious every month. So we have our start out with a buffet lunch, and then we have a featured speaker for just 10 minutes that will provide information that anybody in business would find useful, or they would give a little bit of a longer commercial about something that they're doing in their business. And then we get into formal networking. So everybody gets an opportunity to introduce themselves to the entire group. And then
so you get like a minute with the mic type of thing?
Yes, exactly. And then we break up into smaller groups of tables, about 4 or 5. And then I have questions that come up on the screen. And you can pick whichever question you want to answer. And then it starts a discussion at the small tables. And you really get to know each other. You get to share best practices. And best of all, people who have experienced a challenge in the past, they get to share how they worked through it. And it helps new business people so that they don't make the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wrap it up in the end with another commercial for our annual members to talk about their business. And then we have some casual networking so you can reconnect with someone that you want to maybe follow up with and have coffee later.
So this is great for present business owners, and I think it would be especially helpful for people who might be new to town who just they haven't met people yet.
Definitely.
And they want to start a business and come find out if their business is viable, if it's going to work, in your opinion. Is that kind of what you do? Do you coach people along like that?
Privately, yes, I do that. And I help with identifying their strategic plans, helping them with proof of concept. Is this something that is really viable? But the whole premise of Group Level Up is to really just be able to share ideas. It's great when we get people who work for bigger corporations and they work remotely
mm-hmm.
out of their home, and they don't get to interact with other business people. So I've had several of those types of employees come, and they really enjoy that interaction.
And you have, you said it every month is a different featured speaker, and it's only, instead of, like, some groups will have a featured speaker and they take up most of the meeting, so there really isn't much networking to be done unless you have time to hang out afterwards. This speaker will only talk for about 10 minutes. What types of speakers have you had? What kind of subjects have you covered?
So we've selected from our annual members to be featured speakers. So that's one of the perks of joining.
Gotcha.
And so,
An annual member is somebody who pays a membership fee?
Yes. Yeah. We allow non-members to attend twice in a rolling 12 months.
Gotcha.
To get an idea if this group would be right for them. And then we ask them to sign up as an annual member, and it's $150. And they get a lot of perks. So they get the opportunity to be a featured speaker at the monthly luncheon. They get to have a two-minute commercial at the end of the luncheon. They get a discount on the price of the luncheon. And they get a copy of all of the contact information of all of the attendees each month. So it's a great, powerful networking tool that they have access to all of those names and phone numbers and emails addresses.
So you were telling me before we came on that, you know, the number you've had several hundred people come to your meetings, but you had unique people. What does that mean?
So I kept track of the names and who attended. So that means that there's been 96 unique individuals attend in the past year.
Gotcha.
And well, several of them, of course, have attended multiple times because they're annual members.
Mm-hmm. And how many annual members do you have?
We have 26 right now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's growing.
That's good. And then they pay that fee every year and mm-hmm. get discounts on the food and get to plug their business and,
yes.
and tell you all about it.
Yes.
So and people just out of curiosity, they come to town and they have an idea for a business because they've, quote unquote, always wanted to be, you know, always wanted to have a t-shirt shop, just for example. Do you ever, like, tell them it's not going to work? And I'm just speaking of, because in my line of work, I've, you know, and you've been here a long time, people come to town and it's like, that's just not a, it's not what we need. And then they don't make it. Is it, you just...
As a coach, my premise is to ask a lot of questions.
Gotcha.
And a lot of times they're annoying questions because the person on the other side of the table may not know the answer and they don't want to dig in.
I was just going to say, they don't want to be talked out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the whole role of a coach, is to help the client identify what do they really want, and then have they done the research to make sure that this is something that's doable for them.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you may want something, but it takes a lot of hard work to get there, and are you willing to do that hard work?
Yeah.
Everything's a trade-off.
Exactly.
You can be comfortable now and then pay later, or you can be uncomfortable now and reap the benefits later.
Very good. So have you worked with a number of businesses that are surviving or thriving here in Sandpoint?
I have. Yeah, several of the businesses that I'm working with are experiencing really high rates of return. Some of them have had the biggest sales ever in the past couple of years, even during the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. And now, you know, this theme this last summer was shortage of employees, and me and my little Wednesday morning breakfast group tried to find a place open for breakfast yesterday, and it was difficult. We finally ended up at Connie's, thank goodness, and wonderful people there, but just about everybody else was down. So it's challenging times.
It definitely is. And in working with such a breadth of different type of industries here in Sandpoint, I see a common theme of the ones that are not struggling to stay fully staffed.
Uh-huh.
And it really has to do with the leadership and how they treat their employees with respect and appreciation and value them. And they really put themselves in their employees' shoes. And you can tell because they are the ones that are not struggling to stay open. They're not having to shut down early or limit the number of days of operation because they're fully staffed.
Yeah,
and I see that consistent theme in the type of leadership that they have.
That's an excellent point. I really like that. And yeah, you do see some restaurants are closing just because they don't have any employees that particular day. And other ones I walked by, I think I saw something shiny and they're now doing food. Yeah. And they have tables out on the street and there was a line. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, these guys are hitting it out of the park. This is really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a lot of hard work. and a lot of time, and so many business owners feel like, oh, I don't have the time to really sit down and have a chat with an individual employee. But if you don't take the time to do that, there's a plenty of open positions where they could go elsewhere to feel that value and appreciation.
Yeah.
So you got to take the time to make them feel appreciated.
And of course, you know, housing being a huge problem for employees, and on one hand, they're being paid, offered good starting wages compared to past, I mean, historically for those, some of those jobs, and but they still can't afford a place to live.
Yeah, there's still that disparity.
So, but we're working on it.
Yep.
Working on
yep.
it here in Sandpoint. So in your professional opinion, what's the business outlook for North Idaho and into the future as we get through this pandemic and mm-hmm. things sort of head back to normal?
I just see us continuing to grow. I think that business in the greater Sandpoint area with the right leadership can thrive.
So if you're people are hearing this today in Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry and are interested in talking to you, getting to know you, what types of, tell us more about, sell yourself. Tell us more about what it is you have to offer to them and why they should be in contact with you.
Well, I have over 30 years experience in corporate America. So I worked for JCPenney, Coldwater Creek, Barnes & Noble, mostly in the retail side of the mm-hmm. business and operations. And when I found myself without a job back in 2017, I had to figure out, well, what am I going to do? And it was my sister who encouraged me. She said, Mickey, you've had so much management experience,
yeah.
leading teams. Why don't you become a coach or a consultant?
And, you know, I know you for over those years took on some tremendous challenges. And
we opened a lot of stores for
yeah.
Coldwater Creek.
397 somewhere?
I think we were over 600
at
towards
the end.
The end.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it really taught me a lot about communication and influence with teams and how to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
And that was really what I hung my hat on when I started my coaching business and consulting. I really wanted to help people be better leaders and to help improve communications and identify processes that could be repeatable and sustainable and scalable. Because that's what worked for me in helping Coldwater build
yeah.
that many stores.
And changed so much over the years from just a, you know, a catalog to retail stores to spas and
yes.
tried all kinds of things.
Yeah. And innovation is really important. Any mm-hmm. business that stays the same too long is going to die.
Because, rests on its laurels, yeah.
Yeah, you become irrelevant to the current marketplace. So that's what I'm helping some businesses currently who are going through transitions where the founder is now deciding to take a step back and turn over the business to their children and figuring out, okay, how are we going to make that happen? How can we transition that and innovate with new technology and grow the business into the future?
Very well put. Mickey Quinn, how do people get in touch with you, find out more about your group Level Up and your meetings and things like that?
So I have a website, mickeyquinnconsulting.com.
Okay.
I also have a website for Group Level Up, which is grouplevelup.com. And there's information there. My phone number is posted on both and emails. And we have the Group Level Up is the second Tuesday of every month.
Second Tuesday at 11:30.
Yes, 11:30 to 1.
At Tango Cafe inside the Columbia Bank building.
Yes. And then on the Mickey Quinn Consulting website, there is a tab for events, and I have some mastermind groups starting towards the end of this month that might be of interest to people too.
Very good. So you can go to mickeyquinnconsulting.com or to, I'm looking at the grouplevelup.com website. It's very well put together and a lot of information on there. And again, your Group Level Up luncheons are at Tango. And can somebody, when's the next one?
October 11th.
11:30 at Tango. Somebody hearing this say, can they just show up and pay for lunch?
No, actually, we do need reservations
okay.
because Tango needs a headcount of how many people are coming.
So, and you do that on the website?
Yes. You purchase a ticket right on the website.
And just pay for it, put on your credit card or whatever
yes.
right there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Mickey, it's great to see you again and great to have you here. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take our final break when we come back. Gosh, so much going on this weekend. Lucas from SMS Auto and Marine is with us. They are once again putting on their fundraiser this weekend for first responders, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's not going to rain this year. So looking forward to it, and we'll chat with Lucas right after this.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, but for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Ponderay.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now get the Sausage McGriddles, Sausage McMuffin, Sausage Biscuit, or other breakfast favorites, and get another for just a dollar. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. If you're a "don't talk to me before I've had my coffee" type of person, then go get a refreshingly sweet McCafe iced coffee made with 100% Arabica beans at McDonald's. And I'll wait.
Now for a limited time, get a sweet and cinnamony pumpkin spice iced coffee. Or keep it classically cool with caramel and French vanilla. Enjoy a medium in any flavor for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. It may not be apparent when driving or stopping by our dealership, but new Chevrolets are arriving daily. Of the 5 to 10 new vehicles per week that make their arrival, almost every vehicle has been reserved in advance. Although they're not on display, there's a high volume of new Chevrolet vehicles passing through the dealership each and every week. This consistent sales rate has put Taylor & Sons in a very favorable position to continue to earn additional vehicles from Chevrolet. What this means for you is if you're considering a new Chevrolet Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, or Equinox, Taylor & Sons may have just the right vehicle on order. If we don't have it, based on Taylor & Sons' turn rate of new vehicles, there's a good likelihood we can get an order accepted by Chevrolet relatively immediately. Contact us your way by either email, text, or phone by visiting tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Attention off-road and overland enthusiasts. Selkirk Off-Road is an overland outfitter shop that specializes in getting you set up with some of the best products on the market. They can assist you in helping make that dream build a reality. Their current build offerings include truck campers, solar setups, rooftop tents, bumpers, and more. Selkirk Off-Road is also the authorized Alucab dealer for the entire Inland Northwest, located at 89 McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in Sandpoint, Idaho. Online at selkirkoffroad.com.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday for this week. Lucas is with us once again from SMS Auto and Marine, formerly called Sand Mountain Sound.
Correct.
When you in your early days. But yes. You guys have grown exponentially and doing really well. And a year ago, started a Oktoberfest benefit to support local first responders, and you're doing it again, your second year. How did it go last year?
It went really well. We had a huge turnout. It was a ton of fun, and everybody kept asking, we'll all be here next year. And well, shoot, I guess we need to do this again.
So when you did it last year, was it kind of a, you thought maybe a one-time thing? Or
yeah, we weren't real sure. We just wanted to put an event on. You know, we've had all the fires, and there's a lot of extra time put in by our first responders with the weather. And so we decided, let's get everybody out, have a good time, be able to give back to the community a bit. And yeah, it just took off.
That's great. Good to hear. And you telling me you made a little over $5,000 in a first-year event, that's outstanding.
Yeah, so that was awesome. We had a bunch of funds raised. This year, actually, we have a whole bunch of support from many local businesses. I mentioned just a couple here.
Absolutely.
The rentals for the tent and all that, co-op stepped up again this year to cover all of those expenses. So that's a huge chunk of putting on the event.
Mm-hmm.
Also the drinks are taken care of by Carpet One, the food by Grizzly Glass, and the band by Helander Property Management and Property by Helander. So, those are kind of the big expenses that we made happen last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year with those being covered by other businesses, we're hoping to be able to raise a whole bunch more.
So like the Helander Realty Group, they're basically covering the cover band?
They covering the cover band. So that worked out really good. We reached out to some businesses. Quite a few businesses reached out to us. And then we've got quite a few repeat businesses. There's a whole bunch more that donated for the raffle. So we've got a whole bunch of really cool raffle items. I'm sure we don't have time to go through them now. So people can check them out on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We've got everything listed. The raffle will go on for a month. So it's going to start on the day of, but the raffle items will still be at our shop. They can come in. They can see what's there. They can buy more raffle tickets. And
go in on the very last day and get that thing you want.
We're going to shuffle them up really good. So it's luck of the draw on that.
Gotcha.
But yeah, whole bunch of cool stuff. I mean, ranging from $200 value up to $850 value on the raffle items. So, and those were all donated 100% by local businesses.
That's this town is incredible. I mean, think about how many events and how much donating that businesses do, and they still continue to contribute. Well, this is a great cause, or first responders. You mentioned the cover band. They're called The Shift, and it's rock classic cover songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 80s, 90s, 2000s, rock cover songs. They're out of Spokane, and they played last year. We had a great time with them, and they're going to play for 4 hours.
Wow.
So a majority of the event will have live music. The event starts at noon,
mm-hmm.
scheduled to end at 6. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. I mean, if it's nice and everybody's rocking and having fun, you just keep going, I would imagine. There's also a car show.
There is. So last year we invited maybe a dozen cars just to kind of have, you know, some conversation pieces for people to visit and hang out.
So it wasn't like one particular car group?
No. We just invited some, you know, we have a lot of contacts in the automotive
world. I would imagine.
We work on a lot of vehicles. Yeah. And so we invited a few, and we had about triple that show up. Just extra people heard there was a car show and showed up.
Wow.
And so we thought this year, we've worked with the city to close down the street. Worked with neighboring businesses to use their parking lots. And so we've got space for about 100 cars. Right now we're about 80 entrants. So we've got a little bit more space.
It's like a mini Lost in the 50s.
Yeah. So we've had a really good response from locals, and we've got people coming from Spokane with cars. So it should be a good time. We've got everything from classic cars to motorcycles. We've got four-wheel drives. We've got rat rods. We try to, you know, invite everybody that wants to bring a vehicle out. And we've got some awards, just a best of each class. So if anybody does have a vehicle, they want to bring it, get us a registration form. They're available on our Facebook page.
Got it.
Or they can call the shop. We've got a few spots left. Once parking's gone, it's gone.
So. Yeah. You mentioned that getting to close down the street. Let's talk about what street you're on and how do they find you? Because it's not like, I know people are thinking right now, where are they?
Yeah, so we're on the north end of Washington Street, kind of near the Lighthouse Plant and the old pole yard. So we're one block off Division. So you can actually see our shop when you're headed north on Division. Right before you cross the tracks at Baldy, we're on the right-hand side. So you access via Walnut or Ponderosa. We're going to be closing down Washington and Ponderosa on our block. So you'll have to enter from Walnut. basically.
Okay, and again, you can go to the SMS Auto and Marine Facebook page to find out details on all of this. It says here on my flyer, besides music by The Shift, there's going to be beer and brats.
Yep.
Who's
yep.
doing the food so, and the drink?
Laughing Dog and Woods gave us discounts on the product, and then obviously the actual cost was covered by the other businesses, both Carpet One, Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, and Grizzly Glass. So they covered the difference on that. But yeah, so we've got a lot of food, a lot of drinks. We'll have some cornhole, music, car show. It's just gonna be a good time. So
yeah.
I want to get everybody out and visit and enjoy.
And again, it's from starts at noon. There'll be 4 hours of music somewhere in there, I would imagine, from 2 to 6.
I think the band schedule will start at 1.
Start at 1, yep. 1 to 5-ish. And yeah. And it's again, it's The Shift is the band. It's car show, raffles, giveaways. You can go to smsautomarine@gmail.com. You can look at their website. Just go to smsautomarine.com. It's a very well put together website and very impressive. We have a few minutes left, Lucas, for anybody who may be new to town or just doesn't know what you guys do there.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So we do automotive and marine electronics and upfitting. So we do all types of accessories, whether it's for an overland vehicle, four-wheel drive, bumpers, winches, lot of lighting upgrades. We have a lot of deer around here. It's good to be able to see where you're going. If you can avoid hitting a deer.
See them when you hit them, yeah.
Save you a lot of hassle. So yeah, we do a lot of lighting upgrades, especially come winter when it gets darker. We do a lot of remote starts, a lot of troubleshooting and repair.
Go back a step there. Remote starts are so important in North Idaho in the wintertime. I don't want to leave the comfort of my living room and go fire up the truck. You don't have to.
You know, the remote starts, I mean, they come on a lot of new vehicles. We actually do a lot of remotes to aftermarket systems on new vehicles that come with them because a lot of the new trucks will time out after 10 minutes. They might give you one or two starts, but you're limited. So we
Good
can do
know.
Systems that'll run up to 45 minutes. You can start as many times as you want from your phone. You can do all kinds of stuff. But the other big thing we do is hot rods. So wiring, when people want to put a new engine in an old vehicle. So we do full rewires on vehicles as well. So
that's great.
That's the fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's the second annual Oktoberfest benefit for our local first responders. You know, it looked like, you mentioned all the fires last summer. It looked like we were maybe going to make it through this whole summer until the last few weeks. So a lot of first responders out on those fires all over the inland Northwest. So they definitely could use this fundraiser. And did you want to mention who you actually give the money to?
Yeah, for sure. So last year we did, we split the money that we raised between Bonner County Chaplains. They're through the Sheriff's Department and they helped.
They were just on Barbara's show here.
Exactly. Yep. So they're the 501c3 that's attached to our event so that we're able to do permits and all of that stuff. And for businesses that want to make donations, we've had a couple of businesses that just said, oh, we're just going to donate $1,000 or $500 or whatever.
Wow.
So there's been some really nice donations that have come in, and we've got all of our donors that'll be listed and mentioned at the event. But also Northside Fire, we were able to donate funds to them last year for some new equipment. And this year we've got a few different things that we're reaching out to. So it's definitely going to be through the chaplains. We've got a fire department in mind. We're still sorting out some of the details. Depends on how much funds we raise.
And who needs it.
Yep, exactly. And so we've actually reached out to dispatch, and they've pointed us in a few directions where the funds could be needed most.
And again, just real quick, describe how do you get to your place, and you can be there from noon to 6 this Saturday, and it's going to be a big party and for a great cause.
Yeah, so north on Division, turn right on Walnut, and then you'll see it. You can't miss it.
In the neighborhood of the old pole yard, which
has
poles in it again.
Yep.
And the lighthouse manufacturer.
If you hit the train tracks in Baldy, you went one block too far.
Yeah, so it's right there. It's going to be a great time. Lucas, it's always great to have you on the show. Let's do it again next year.
Sounds good.
And we'll see you out there this Saturday.
We will see you there.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
That's it for this week, and I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.